What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. We're joined at 5:45 by Steve Geller in our triple option feature. A little after 5:20, Tim Brando from Fox Sports on with us to talk college football and everything going around it. Man, the college football season is right around the corner, just like the NFL season. So we'll get Timmy's take on the college football season. And, man, can the Big Ten do it again? 2 years in a row, Michigan, Ohio State, do they have a third in them? I don't think so. I think this is the year the SEC finally gets one in. Well, let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, what's up, guys? Look, I'm monitoring the prices on this Dustin Poirier fight.
Okay.
The Cajun Extraordinaire's last fight this Saturday night at Smoothie King Center. You know, they were about $2,000 just to get in the nosebleeds about a week and a half ago. Prices are dropping. The skies are clearing. I guess maybe the rain scares some people, but the price is dropping last minute. You're looking at about $500-$600, Mike and Charlie, to get in there now. And I see the price to drop a little bit more tomorrow and probably be about $400 by Saturday. But I want to get your take on that fight. I know there's a lot of stuff going on with that and the power slapping contest tomorrow night on ESPN too at Xavier University. They got fights at Alario Center tomorrow night, some UFC fights, some preliminary stuff. So it's good for the city this time of year for all that. But I was talking to Charlie about the summer league. Of course, the Pelicans have lost four. They got one more game. I've said it before. I really think, and I want to get your take on this. Look, this is more of as a fan. Look, and I like sugar, Mike, Charlie. I got a gut on me. I got a dad bod, whatever you want to call it. Joe Dumars, Dairy Queen. Somebody cracked a joke online calling him Dairy Queen. I'm like, look, we don't even know what his weight situation will be. I think he's going to be a freak of nature, and I think Zion obviously is a freak of nature, but between the three of them, you know, they like to eat. You could tell. I think Derrick Queen's young. He's got that baby fat. Zion's 25. It's time to man up. I agree. Joe Dumars has kind of set the tone and said, look, you got to man up and all that stuff. But I do think it starts at the top because even though Joe Dumars was a former NBA star with Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons, I mean, I think all of them, if he's expecting them to take care of their health and weight, I see Dumars, man, he needs to lose 20 pounds too. Hell, I need to as well. I want to get your take on that, a culture change, not only health-wise, from the actual players to the administration, that includes Dumars, to what Deontay Murray said, we cannot act like the Pelicans are second rate. And it feels like that's how we've always handled the NBA here. You know, even going back to the Jazz and the ABA Buccaneers and almost losing the Hornets. And it's always going to be a football city first. But are you hoping, or do you sense a change in the culture that there's a certain level of accountability since Murray made his statements and Dumars has put a load on Zion's shoulders?
I don't think there's any question. I think what Joe Dumars has done has said, okay, we're going to make you the face of the franchise. Now live up to it. But what cures all of that, Jimmy, is winning. Okay, that's the only thing that's going to cure it. You can be in shape, not in shape. Joe Dumars being in shape really got nothing to do with anything, you know, at his age. You know, he's not on the court. So that doesn't bother me one bit. It does with Zion when he's heavy. And, again, I think what David Grubb wrote, I think is correct. I think he has loaded up the fact that Trey Murphy, Zion are going to carry this team. And if it's my wrong decision, hey, then they're going to get rid of me. But if I'm right, I'm right. And the young guys, they're going to contribute in different ways along the way. But, man, it just seems at this point that a lot of it has been put on the back of Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy. Charlie, I know you just sent it to me that we have a flash flood alert. We're going to send it to Ian Ozan.
That's right, Mike. Right now, flash flood warning in effect for St. Charles and St. John parishes until 8:15 tonight. And no surprise here, based on what we've been seeing on radar the last hour or so. Heavy storms, heavy downpours over La Place and over Destrehan and Luling. According to the Weather Service, between 1.5 and 3 inches of rain have fallen over those areas over the last hour. Another 2 to 4 inches of rain expected in those areas over the next hour or two. So if you're in La Place, you're in Destrehan, Luling, or the surrounding areas, you certainly want to take precautions. And if you see flooded roads, don't drive through them. There's heavy rain going to last in those areas for at least another couple to 3 hours. Flash flood warning in effect for St. Charles and St. John parishes until 8:15 tonight, Mike.
Ian, I think that's one of the things when we talk about these little disturbances or a tropical storm or whatever, is that, man, to have that train effect or a thunderstorm just sort of sit on an area for a long period of time, you can deal with 5 to 7 inches of rain if it's spread out over a period of time. But if it's spread out over an hour and a half, there's some low-lying areas that's going to catch some water.
You're right. And looking at the radar right now over the last hour, hour and a half, it's a little cell that started, wasn't much of anything. And as you mentioned, that training effect, it blew up and is now covering almost a straight line from La Place, the I-55 corridor, on down through Destrehan and Luling. And that area doesn't look like it's going to get any relief because that little cell is just sitting over it.
Yeah, it's the worst part of any kind of tropical system that passed, that, man, you could just get it and it just pours out. Ian, if you have any more information, please give us those alert. We really appreciate you jumping in with it. Charlie, we were talking about the situation with Trey Murphy, Zion being the catalyst for this team, and other guys got to find a role. And I think that's where, you know, you got to have good coaching come into play here.
Right.
And it's not going to be every night the same guy. There's going to be some distribution of that, but I don't think there's any doubt. Exactly what we've talked about, what David talked about on his podcast, this team is built around Trey Murphy and Zion.
So, Mike, I want to highlight Mark Spears had a great article where he sat down with Joe Dumars for an interview. And he asked him about the rookies, the two first-round picks, the two lottery picks and that. But he also asked him about Willie. He asked him about Zion. And the Zion one I want to highlight here, he said, quote, "The first thing I would say about Zion is he's an incredibly good guy." This is Joe Dumars speaking. "He's a really good person. He's obviously immensely talented. He and I have had some incredible conversations. We're in constant contact with each other. I've talked to him about the responsibility of being great and the responsibility of being a leader, of being a captain, of being the best player, of being the face of a franchise. I've talked to him about all those things, come up with responsibility, and how it's time now at 25 years old to embrace those responsibilities. That's what our conversations have been. It's really been about embracing your greatness on and off the court. Very honest and upfront conversations, not mincing any words, but he also knows it comes from a place of caring about him. helping to grow into being a real true pro. And if you want the rest of that interview, it's fantastic stuff from Mark Spears at Antscape.com. Mike, Joe Dumars, if anyone is going to be able to get into Zion, it's going to be Joe. David Griffin was unable to do so.
No,
and
he
that
wasn't.
Is, we've talked about this before, likely the number one reason that he ended up being fired as the head executive of the Pelicans franchise is that it just did not click with him and Zion Williamson. Joe Dumars, since joining the Pelicans, has made an immediate effort to kind of build that, I guess, bridge with Zion, but also to let him know what the expectations really are for him. So, Mike, Zion's entering year 7 in the NBA, and he hasn't played a playoff game yet. I mean, at some point, it's got to be a wake-up call to the player, right? And I think Joe Dumars, more than anybody, can reach him on that level as a former player himself. And you're just hoping that it will work out that way because, Mike, as you mentioned, as David Grubb mentioned, it all starts with Zion Williamson, to a lesser extent, Trey Murphy, who we're also expecting to have a potential all-star leap this upcoming season based off the growth that he's shown in his first few years in the NBA. But Zion is the guy. There is so much on his shoulders, and he's got to accept that burden. Because if he doesn't, all this stuff about the Pelicans have the talent, yes, they have a talented roster. They could make a run at it in the Western Conference as being a top 10 seed and being in the postseason for 2025-26. I mean, you can toss that all out the window if you see Zion go for 30 games again this year instead of 70, instead of close to 82 games, right? It's all
yeah, no question
on him.
About it.
And so that's just what we have to highlight is that Joe Dumars has been saying the right things and kind of placing the correct burden on the shoulders of what should be your franchise player.
He put the crown on his head.
Right.
He put the crown on. Now you've got to be able to wear it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We have on with us Fox Sports' Tim Brando talking college football right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart. so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettig along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from Fox Sports, Timmy Brando. Tim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Charlie, it's good to be with you, and Detillier, you too. It's great to be with both of you.
How's it going, Tim?
Thank you, Timmy.
It's going well. Got it.
Tim, I heard it from a couple different people today. They was like, man, the SEC is close to finally coming in agreement to go to a ninth SEC game on the schedule. My thing is, what the hell's taking you so long?
Well, yeah.
I don't get that.
Nor do I. And I'm trying really hard, Mike. I am in my, you know, I'm a stone's throw from 70, where I'm supposed to be more calm and in the twilight of my career, okay? But I'm 69 and still pissed at times, and I still don't understand how you can tell us you're going to go to nine 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden you can't because a few presidents have a problem with getting bowl eligible. I mean, just how important is it to be in a bowl today anyway, given the circumstances that we have in front of us? And why would you let the loss leaders of your league determine how many games you're going to play within your conference? It's just going to cost you in the end. Listen, I have the utmost respect for the principles involved in governing college football without the NCAA's guidance. Thank heavens it's now in the hands of people like Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti at the Big Ten, because at least they care about college football and where it needs to go. The NCAA doesn't, never has. But when you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk at some point. And that's been going on for a while. I've heard people say, well, you know, we got to put out an all points bulletin to find Tony Petitti, the commissioner of the Big Ten. Listen, I'm all for Greg Sankey being more accessible, and he is. Okay, but he's been telling us we were going to go to nine for more than a few years now, and I don't get why we can't go there now. It's going to be incumbent upon them to do it right away now. I think he's just going to wait until we absolutely have to go there, and when we have to go there, really, in my view, is prior to next season, not prior to this season, because next season is when they have to implement the expansion to 16. And at 16, if you're talking about either format, if they go with the 4-4-2-2 format that the Big Ten is a proponent of, or if they go with the 5-11 format, which everybody else seems to be gravitating towards, I think that they're going to have to go to nine games within the conference to pull that off. Because even though the metrics are already on the SEC side to get more teams in than just about anybody because of who they play within their league and the strength that they have from a metric standpoint in strength of schedule, just with the eight games. And if you play somebody really good non-conference, like Texas is playing Ohio State at the beginning of the year, you're going to be in whether you play eight or nine. But it's just the way it looks. It just looks bad. And that's why I think that we'll see this finally get over the finish line, but it won't happen right away. It's going to probably be right prior to next year. And when I say prior to next year, that's the announcement. They won't be able to implement the nine games until 27, but they're going to have to face the fact that, you know, the optics here are awful if you are trying to get to 16 and you want to have guaranteed automatic qualifiers, and you're not going to play an extra conference game. The other part of the reason that they have to do it, I think, is for the economics, because at some point they want more. You know, ESPN's paying them a ton of money, and you know, one of those weeks they're getting FCS teams in late November. Why the hell would you want to? I mean, you're in late November and you've got big time games going on in other conferences, and you've got you know, East Tennessee State and the Moving Mocs, right, are on the road playing at Alabama again. We don't need to see that. And it's awful television for the very network that they have a deal with, that being the SEC and ESPN.
I agree with you, Tim. Tim, back-to-back years, and for a lot of people in the South, oh, that's kind of shook them up a little bit. What was going to happen? You look at that Michigan team. They were loaded. They were a really good football team 2 years ago. Last year, Ohio State. Man, and listen, if I'm Texas, and yeah, it's a tough game to go, you know, play Ohio State in their backyard, but I'd much rather play them this year than last year. Man, that team was absolutely loaded with talent, and look what they contributed to the NFL. Do you think, though, that the Big Ten can get for three straight? Because I think this is the year the SEC gets a team that they become the champ this year. And it's going to go back and forth between the two conferences.
It could. It could. But don't – I'm going to tell you now. I know a lot of people have been on James Franklin's case saying, you know what, win the big one, win the big one. Well, you know, he had a pretty good playoff last year. I mean, they got pretty far. I thought that was a good step for that program. Look at how many players are coming back on that defense, Mike. That is a loaded for bear defense at Penn State. Your Big Ten champion this year is not going to be Ohio State. It's not going to be Michigan. It's going to be Penn State. And I think they are the team. If there is a third straight team out of the Big Ten to win a national championship, I think it's going to be Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions. I really believe it. I think the schedule almost always is going to favor them because of the rotation that they've got in place. And I think that even with the issues that they've had in the past, they bring back some serious running backs. I'm talking big-time talents, tantamount to first-round picks. They are going to be the team to keep an eye on there. And as for those teams outside, sleep on Clemson, LSU fans, because Clemson is a beast. They are an absolute beast. And both they on one side of the equation and over in the Big 12 where almost any team could possibly win it. Listen, that Iowa State team is too developmental to win the whole thing. I would never pick them to win the whole thing, but I do think they're a college football playoff team again. I absolutely believe that. And if you're looking for a team to come out of the weeds a little bit more out of the Big 12 this season, I want you to keep a real close eye on what Joey McGuire is doing at Texas Tech, okay? That bountiful of money that they have, and, oh, it's pissing off a lot of people because now Texas Tech is spending the kind of money that everybody else, including those other big schools that used to be in their league, Texas A&M and Texas, they're like, oh, no way could Texas Tech. Keep an eye on Texas Tech this year, okay? I know your boy Shuck is going to be keeping an eye on him because he spent a lot of time becoming an even better quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, in my view, because of the time he spent at Texas Tech. And I know he got banged up a lot, but those guys at Texas Tech this year are going to be really good again. And they return a quarterback that's an absolute stud. So we'll have some surprises, Mike, that are outside the SEC and the Big Ten. But you're right. More years than not, it's going to be either an SEC team or a Big Ten team that wins it all.
Tim, I wanted to go back to Clemson real quick because, I mean, you had mentioned them. If you're looking at the preseason betting odds, like the top six teams are all Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, Oregon, all Big Ten or SEC. But then that number seven team is that Clemson squad. And Mike and I got to go to the Manning Passing Academy. We saw Garrett Nussmeier. We spoke with him. We spoke with Ty Simpson from Alabama, Austin Simmons from Ole Miss. One of the most impressive, and all of them were impressive, but Cade Klubnik is so impressive as a young man. And, and then you just see the jump that he made this past year. And there's a reason why, if you're looking at the preseason odds for Heisman, he's top three unanimously, and that he could have a monster season. And so that opener, we're about a month and a half away from it, LSU versus Clemson, Garrett Nussmeier versus Cade Klubnik, that should be a lot of fun on August 30th in Clemson.
But the fact that that game is where it is, fellas, is the difference here. And I am bullish on Brian Kelly. I am. I think that they're going to have a very good year. They may, in fact, win the Southeastern Conference. But I don't see them winning that game. I mean, I do not. I think that defense that Clemson's going to be bolstered with, they're going to be big time back in. I mean, they are going to be the kind of Clemson defense that we used to see when they were trading barbs with Saban and Alabama going back and forth in national title games. They're going to be as good as they were in that period around 16, 17, 18, that period. And that does not – I mean – not even the team that LSU hammered for the national championship with Burrow in 19. This defense is going to be better than that one.
okay, and Venables is no longer in charge of it. They are skillfully on the defensive side of the ball every bit the equal of what Klubnik is as a quarterback. And the ACC is a should be a cakewalk for them. I don't see anybody in that league. The SMU's got a heck of a story with their scoring ability. But, you know, look, they're not ready for prime time to take a game like Clemson down, not with what they've lost and what they have coming back this year, and Clemson's got returning. And give Dabo a lot of credit. I mean, he was on the precipice of, in the portal era, looking like a dinosaur and going nowhere. And all of a sudden, he decided to fix it quickly after the embarrassment of what Florida State had done going to the portal, and Clemson had not. You know, he was sort of playing it the Kirby Smart way, where we're just going to recruit our young kids and come through the old-fashioned way. I think he found out he couldn't do that. And so now, look at where they are. I think the Clemson pick for a national championship this year is going to be a very popular one. And, Mike, the next time you have me on, we're going to be discussing my top 15.
No,
I'm just a few weeks away from putting it out.
So, Charlie, yesterday, I think the national championship game will be Texas-Clemson.
A rematch from the early playoff game last year. Yeah, the potential of that is there. I mean, it absolutely is. And there are some other really good teams that nobody's thinking about. By example, okay, who's this year's Arizona State? Because I know Arizona State has lost a lot of the big-time talent that was part of that team. But if you don't think that there are other – Dillingham's not an anomaly. You know, what he did at Arizona State is not just something that, oh, my God, that was a flash in the pan. No, schools like that, whether they're in the Big 12 or Ashton Gentile's Boise, what's going to happen with them or that other team – that comes out of the group of five that could be such a difference maker. I thought last year in the playoff, even though it was lopsided, we had some lopsided games early, I thought what both Arizona State did to Texas and how Boise State acquitted itself against the Penn State team that clearly outmanned them on the defensive side of the ball, they really did prove why we do need expansion, why we do need more games to be played. Yeah, is the advantage always going to be with the big boys like Penn State, and Michigan, Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, LSU, Bama? Sure it is. Absolutely it is. But that doesn't mean that those conferences cannot produce teams that couldn't come in and do unbelievable things. And Arizona State almost did that. And, you know, that lightning in a bottle will be unleashed again as we move forward. And that's why we're going to go to 16 and why America needs more college football. As long as these guys stop worrying about the format structure and start looking at the calendar and understand that we need to start the season August the 10th instead of August the 23rd.
Amen.
Zero. We need
Amen
to start
to that.
Damn thing early enough so we can finish it at or around New Year's Day. No need to be going up against divisional NFL playoffs or wild card weekend playoff games. Get away from that, and let's get the kind of exposure for college football it so richly deserves.
Timmy, I think one of the things in the SEC this year, and it kind of varies year to year, but look at the quarterback play. Okay, we saw Nussmeier last year and what his growth is, and then you had freshman DJ Lagway and what he did really to revitalize the Florida program, which was flatlined for a while.
Marcel Reed,
what he did for Texas A&M later in the year. Lenore Sellers, man, you're talking about a man out on that football field. He's that. And then OU gets John Mateer, and I know you did some Washington State games. Man, that dude can sling it. And I didn't even mention Arch Manning. Think about that group of quarterbacks in the SEC this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Arch has got an uphill battle with that schedule. But that being said, I do think he's a difference maker. I do think he's better than Quinn Ewers. Can he produce at the level that Ewers did a year ago this year? We don't know. I mean, he's gotten to play in a couple of games, and he's had some impact plays already. Yeah, but you hit on something there very quickly that I think we need to touch on, and that is John Mateer. If you're looking for that team that is going to come from a little outside the realm of what you're thinking in the Southeastern Conference and either play the role of a major spoiler or just burst onto the scene and steal a championship, look no further than Norman, Oklahoma. John Mateer has Tebow-esque leadership and athletic ability, okay? He's a big, big guy. You don't really understand how strong, physically gifted, and big he is until you see him in person, until you're down on the field with him. He's got a gun for a cannon for an arm, and he runs instinctively about the same way Tebow did, with both power and with maneuverability, with escapability. This kid is a difference maker, and what makes it even more critical, I think, for anybody that's going to play Oklahoma this year is that they brought the OC with him, okay? That he's coming in with his OC, who I believe will be a head coach one day very, very soon, is, I think, pivotal to what they're trying to do. Two reasons for that. Not only are these two guys aware of the offense they're going to run, and they can work in concert with one another, but it also frees up Brent Venables to do what? Get on top of his defense, which is his strength anyway, and loosen it up and say, you guys go take care of getting the points that we're going to need. This hire that was made of the offensive coordinator that came over from Wazoo with the quarterback Mateer, I'm telling you, it's going to be as transformational at Oklahoma as the Stoops hiring of Mike Leach to be his offensive coordinator when he came over from Florida to win a national championship in 2000 at Oklahoma. That transformational is what it's going to be.
Tim, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about LSU's question marks with that Clemson matchup. You talked about Clemson's ferocious defense ahead of this upcoming season. And LSU, you know, Brian Kelly talked a lot about the return of Garrett Nussmeier and having a returning quarterback with SEC experience and how big of an edge that really gives you and the weapons that LSU went out and got in the portal to go alongside the return of someone like Tre'Davious Green, the tight end, and also Aaron Anderson at wide receiver, Chris Hilton being healthy entering the upcoming season, fingers crossed there. But they have all these great weapons that Nussmeier can spread the ball to. I didn't even mention Caden Durham, the running back. The question mark is you're replacing four offensive linemen from last year's team. I know that the offensive line had some issues last year, and maybe they didn't play up to their potential of what they could have been in 2024. But replacing four starting offensive linemen, that is the major question on this LSU offense, because Nussmeier, you know what you have in him. You know what you have in the weapons that he can share the ball to. Going up against that Clemson defensive line specifically, LSU's new-look offensive line is going to get tested right off the bat.
Well, Charlie, and Mike, listen, I know I'll probably get some hate mail when I go to my my Twitter handle when I get through with this, because I'm saying they're going to lose to Clemson. But before I get off your air, let me tell you, I do think they're going to be a playoff team. I think LSU will be a college football playoff team this year. The reason I say that is I think the schedule is going to be good to them, and I also love the fact that they have Nussmeier returning with a great core of receivers and a run game that now I think they believe now that they could tote it and control the clock a little bit more when they need to from an offensive standpoint. The reason I can't pick them to win at Clemson early, and the reason I can't pick them to win the whole thing, is because I don't trust either their offensive front or their defensive front enough. If I did, I'd say that they were national championship bound. I know down deep it really hurts, Brian, that he had a transformational player like Daniels at quarterback that won a Heisman Trophy, and he didn't have a defense that could stop anybody and could not get him to a potential national championship opportunity. I know that had to hurt him. Brian has always had good defensive football teams. Not great, but certainly good enough. And I think that they have located where those issues were and identified them. And from a recruiting standpoint, and particularly through the portal, identified it and maybe hit some stopgaps where they can be better this year than they were a season ago. And I think they will be as the season goes on. I think it does help them that teams like Ole Miss may not be as good this year as they were a year ago. Speaking of coaches who had, you know, a top three defense and a first-round draft pick at quarterback, which he had, and he didn't get to the playoff. I know Lane Kiffin, he'll be back there again. I think he'll have a playoff team pretty soon at Ole Miss, but I don't think they're as good this year as they were a season ago. Auburn's in transformation. They're still Hugh's got problems. He still has to address them as time goes on. And I just think that the opportunity for LSU to get really good on the defensive side of the ball by mid to late season is outstanding. They're just not going to be ready for Clemson at their place in the opening week. But I do think LSU is your team in the Southeastern Conference. If it's not Texas, and I don't doubt for one moment it could be Texas again, all right? But if it's not going to be Alabama, I'm sorry. It's not going to be Georgia, I'm sorry. I don't trust the quarterback at either place. I don't. Nussmeier is good enough. If LSU's defense gets better and Texas has some issues with their schedule, which they could, I see Oklahoma beating Texas. I do. I think that that's the first real big upset that Texas will be in the OU game in the Red River Rivalry. So I think LSU's in a great position to play for and win the SEC and then go into the college football playoff and compete for a national title. I don't think they're good enough on both sides of the ball to win it yet, but they'll get to the college football playoff.
Timmy, I came so close to picking Notre Dame.
They are good.
It ran in my head because, man, I saw all those young cats they got on both sides of the line, and they got some skilled people that are really good. And I think the world of Marcus Freeman. I think, man, he
– I do too.
I don't know how long he'll stay at Notre Dame, but, man, can he coach and can he recruit?
If they had the quarterback returning, I'd be right there with you.
I agree.
Yeah, I would.
That was the one thing that pulled the string on me.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're as usual, agreeing yet again. The Tillier and Timmy B. Agreeing again.
Timmy, thanks so much. And, man, once it gets closer, come give us, man, that top 10 or top 15. I know you do every year before the season. And, man, we'd really appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Always great work.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's always good to talk to my friends down Nolens way.
All right, Timmy B, Tim Brando from Fox Sports. One thing with Tim, he gives you his opinion, like it or not. We'll be back for our triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. It's our triple option feature. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. Steve, I hope your vacation was good. I know it's never long enough, but that's just the way it is.
No, I had plenty of time to R&R for sure, and just chilling, laying at the beach, wasting days away was enjoyable.
There you go. Steve, you're up next.
Well, we're just a couple days away from Saints training camp, and hope you fans out there have gotten your tickets for the practices. The Saints just put out today, though, there's been some minor tweaks to their schedule changes for practice sessions for fans. Nothing too significant, just a handful of practices that'll start a little earlier or later than previously planned. Looking at some of it right now, the first one open to fans is going to be on Wednesday, July 23rd. That's a 9 a.m. session, but the next day, Thursday, it's a 10:15 start on that session. So just go to NewOrleansSaints.com, go through all the dates if you have tickets already, and just make sure and verify the start time, because for some reason, they're a little scattered here. There's a 9 o'clock start, 10:15, 9:15. Those are the three different times that the Saints will be practicing. Things got changed a little, and tickets are still available. Free to fans, of course, but you definitely do have to reserve your spot before you enter.
All right, Steve, thanks for that info. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a weird story out of the NBA. ESPN Shams Charania recently reporting that nine-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a three-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trailblazers.
He's back.
Yeah,
we're going back home.
Basically, outside of the last 2 years in Milwaukee, spent his entire NBA career. So, Dame Lillard, 35 years old at this point. You know, he's coming off that torn Achilles that he suffered in late April in the playoff run that Milwaukee was making. We discussed, you know, when free agency started, their decision to stretch and waive his contract to where they're going to be paying him basically $50 million over the next, or over $100 million over the next 5 years. It's like 20-something million per year for him not to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, which is unbelievable. But it allowed them to sign Miles Turner. That was a very strange situation. So he became a free agent at that point. He had all the decisions open to where he wanted to sign, and he decides for the homecoming, guys, going back to Portland with, get this, a no-trade clause. So he is going to probably wrap up his career in a Portland Trailblazers uniform after he's done rehabbing from this Achilles injury, and he'll play the last few years of his career at Portland.
Curious when Dame could even come back, Charlie. I don't foresee it being this year at all, right?
No, I wouldn't think.
He's 35 years old, and an Achilles tear like that, especially suffered in April in the playoffs. It's the same situation.
That's a year.
It's at least a year. So, like, he's not going to be playing this upcoming season, even if Portland makes it to the postseason, which I don't even think they're in position to do. He's not going to be playing this upcoming year. It's going to be a quote-unquote, like, gap year for him. But the final few years of his career will be spent in Portland, it sounds like.
Guys, there's always maneuvers to be made in the sports world. And this kind of broke yesterday that Barstool Sports' Dave Pornay will be joining Fox's Big Noon Kickoff this upcoming season on Fox on their pregame show that they do for Fox. Now, man, ESPN has dominated the ratings there. And, boy, they got two stars now, certainly with McAfee and Nick Saban, who has been unbelievable in that position. And he brings so much to the table. And to see how him and McAfee get along, it's amazing. Because you talk about total opposites. They are totally opposite. But Dave Pornay, from Barstool Sports, is going to join Fox's pregame show. Guys, I'll be honest with you. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've never watched a full one.
No, I'm an Fox. ESPN guy.
I'm an ESPN guy.
Yeah,
I've watched that entirety of it sometimes. Unless now, I got to go to Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge to do the pregame that we do. But interesting to pick up Dave to do that spot for them. And I guess that's the kind of yin and the yang in having McAfee do his stick with ESPN.
I've seen Portnoy do pizza reviews. I don't know so much about football.
Yeah, I've seen that part too. That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two right after this break. Finishes up here on hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Thank Tim Brando. Did a great job with interviewing Tim. He's always super. Want to tell everybody from 6 to 8, Steve and Charlie will have on Will Guillory, who talk about the Pelicans, NBA, and Zach Nagy, LSU recruiting, right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.